The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
Luther Burden, heard a lot about him. I'm just waiting for the poem about Luther Burden. I'm sure that's coming out.
14-year NFL veteran.
They don't even talk about Olin, which drives me crazy. Olin, to me, is the guy who should get in. You know, you look at his resume. I was very fortunate because I got to practice against the best center in the league every single day in practice. It benefited my career. It benefited our defenses. Playing ability, it drives me crazy. Whenever I get a chance to talk about it, I bring up Olin because, in my opinion, he's the one guy that needs to be in there.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
He's a sure Hall of Famer. I mean, I think he was an amazing player, and I think he was as effective off the field with his teammates, the ones that he actually cared for. Yeah, he was as effective. This is not new news now. There's some people that Olin didn't give two shits about, so just we know that.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
They're buying into you, right? That's the message. They're buying into you, buy back into them.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm a little bit more comfortable with people being so comfortable on the show where they curse, because it's kind of my job to, like, not have people curse on the air. And Alex forgot he was on the radio.
I got to say.
Which he always does.
Yes, that is correct.
If that is your job, then it's going to be hard, because I feel like it's my job to make those people so comfortable that they're willing to curse on you.
Right. That's, you know, why I mean? My job is very hard.
But I love when people are comfortable enough they forget they're on the radio and we're just hanging and we're talking.
Who was it that we had? Was it Alex that we had to...
Triple dump?
The triple dump.
Which I would not attempt, anybody out there. The
Tanny,
triple dump.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, it was Alex.
It was definitely Alex. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So Olin Krutz is here. Olin, is tonight a holiday of sorts for you? Like, are you locked and loaded to watch the first game tonight? You got an island game tonight in the NFL. You got an island game tomorrow night. You got another one on Sunday.
Hold on for a second. Yeah. And one of our audience members brought this up, and I think it's a really good opportunity for us to whiteboard something.
Island game?
During the break, hey, Lawrence, what's an island game? And so I think it's a good idea to explain it. It's not Stanford versus Hawaii like a couple weeks ago, a game on the island.
Or where Olin played high school ball.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It means that most of the games in the NFL are played on Sunday. The games that are isolated, like Thursday night football or Monday night football or Friday night football this week, those are what we like to call island games. So if you've heard us saying that term, you're like, what the hell are those guys talking about? Those games are played in landlocked cities. That's what we mean by when we say island games.
Although the Hawaii people would love it if they went out there and played a game. They should do that.
Oh, I stayed up watching that Stanford-Hawaii game. I'm so happy for Timmy Chang, because I used to watch Timmy Chang when I was in college and him throwing for 500 yards, and now he's the head coach at Hawaii.
Has there never been an NFL regular season game in Hawaii? Have they not
just
done
the
that?
Pro Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So Timmy Chang went to my high school, I think, as you guys know.
Your high school is a powerhouse of NFL people.
A lot of, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, Marcus Mariota, a lot of good quarterbacks. And there's a guy out there, quarterback coaches, his name is Vinny Passes. And he's brought a lot of these guys up. He's moved to Las Vegas now, but really good quarterback coach. He coaches from when they're really young. So he does a nice job developing these guys and getting them to the NFL, getting to play good football.
So you sitting down? You got couch time tonight? You got to watch the game?
My daughter Hannah has a volleyball game at 6 o'clock at Loyola Academy, and then I will be there watching the game after that. So I wish that I could just go home and sit on the couch and watch, but I'll be watching volleyball first and then try to get home as fast as I can.
You know, when we either sit on the couch or Lawrence, I think you're going out tonight.
I am.
You made plans. Like, we're eating, you know, food that is delicious and bad for us. You, Olin, are you sitting there? Are you eating?
His level of discipline is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you let yourself go on the couch for a football game? Cashews? Those nuts are fatty. Yeah,
so you guys.
I'll plan for this night, though. So I'll go good for like three. I know, like, on my calendar, I have marked. And a first NFL game, right? And hopefully the Eagles don't just smash them, which might happen. But I think they're 8.5-point favorites. I'll plan for this 3 weeks out and try to get my weight to where I want it. And then, you know, there's wings and popcorn and burgers and all the stuff that comes in. Now, it's a little easier now. My two boys that play in the University of Illinois, when they're home and they order stuff, that's when the diet is hard. Because on the table has all the pizza and the wings and everything you could imagine eating, they got it. We got... you know, now close to my house, they actually moved a, it's called the Local Boy Cafe, and it's a Hawaiian food place.
Oh.
Right. And when I say Hawaiian food, there's two different things, right? Hawaiian food, there is like the Hawaiian culture food, and then there's the plantation culture. But I don't mean when they're doing the plantations in Hawaii, and it's like Japanese and Portuguese and Filipino and everything combined.
Mm.
And that's what the Local Boy is. But it's the food I grew up on. And if I eat that, man, my weight will skyrocket to where I don't want it. And then my ankle will swell. You know, all my old injuries come out. So I really don't eat to lose weight. I eat to lose inflammation, which helps you lose weight.
And usually, like, Olin, in during breaks, lean protein, like, he's doing that. He's got the nuts, all of this stuff. And, like, when we would do the post-game show, because they would treat us great wherever it is that we went, he would be like, hey, remember, extra cardio tomorrow. You got to do some extra cardio after all that food that we've been eating.
The worst part of it all is you eat that good, you know, you work out, you do all this amazing stuff, and then you take your shirt off in front of the mirror, and now you're like, where is it? Where's the work?
Oh, it's
where's the result?
Dude is planning for 3 weeks so he can have a freaking chicken wing tonight.
More than one. More than one.
You guys, he's the most disciplined person that I know.
The crowd here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance, you guys are all doing the same thing, right? You've been eating good for 3 weeks?
Yeah. By the way, Olin, we were presented with a snack bag of apple cider donuts and Little Debbie treats and all sorts of other stuff.
Danger.
Carb-free.
Yeah.
Gluten-free.
That's what we're doing.
So, all right, let's talk a little bit about DA, because we haven't spent enough time talking about Dennis Allen. Mm. What have people told you, because you were with the Saints, you know a lot of people down in New Orleans. Mm. What have people told you about this guy? What do you see on film?
Excellent football coach, and does a nice job mixing up his coverages and his fronts and getting guys to really play the scheme he wants them to play, right? And then he'll walk guys around to try to free up some protection. Sometimes he'll use a spinner, a walk-around D-lineman. I mean, where three guys are down and one D-lineman's walking around to cause a mismatch and communication problems. But Dutch does a really nice job of switching up his coverages, going man when he needs it, going zone when he needs it, and just matching wits with the other offensive coordinator. He is – Dennis Allen really is one of the best defense coordinators play-calling-wise in the NFL. And we'll see – how he unleashes guys. Now, Jalen Johnson, when you want to play man, you want a guy like that, right? You want a guy like Jalen Johnson. And he has Tyree Stevenson. He has Brisker. He has Byard, who's very smart in the back end. So he'll be able to hide coverages, scheme up J.J. McCarthy, try to confuse him, right? Try to show him different looks, confuse a young quarterback, get him to see ghosts, and then try to get after him a little bit with pressure. So he does a nice job hiding his coverages up on the back end. And then finding mismatches is up front for the guys that are rushing. And I think, guys, I think their pass rush and on third downs may be better with Billings and Grady and Montez Sweat than we think it's going to be.
Hmm.
Now that other defensive end position, we'd like to get a little more out of that side. But I think they right now, and even Javon Dexter has a really nice club with his right hand. He has a chop club that you can see people know that's coming, and they still can't stop it. I think it's because he's length and his size. Now, Javon Dexter has to get a little better on first and second down, getting his pads down and stopping the run. But I think that hopefully, especially on Monday night, fans are going to come there, make it impossible on the Minnesota Vikings, right? Start the noise from early, make it impossible on a young quarterback. Get them rattled early, especially on third down. Don't let them communicate. And I think Dennis Allen will be able to get after this guy a little bit.
So I think there's some rejiggering of the Bears fan brain on the pass rush that needs to happen. And you touched on it there. Like, we're so used to thinking two defensive ends, and do we have enough? So Dio, is he going to be a double-digit sack guy, all that? But you just said it. Third downs might be Billings and Jarrett and Montez. And the pass rush comes from where?
And you could maybe even use Dexter as a defensive end, right? But the pass rush, they can create a lot of mismatches in there. Right? Grady, and I don't know what he's going to be like on first, second down at 33 years old. And he's never really been a huge run stuffer type, right? He's more of a penetrating three-technique defensive tackle. But
we're talking about linebackers coming. We're talking about maybe Kyler coming, Brisker
Kyler,
coming.
Kyler's a really good blitzer, right? So he can design all that. He can create the matchups he wants, make the running backs block, make the tight ends block, make Jaden come from all over the place. And he just does schematically a really nice job matching up and just asking his guys to do what they do well, right, and then doing what it takes to beat the other team.
Groin injury for Jalen Johnson. He has been on the practice field the last couple of days. That's a tough – if the idea is that he's traveling – with the number one receiver. That's a tough ask after a groin injury and
with
no
this
camp
number one receiver.
With yeah. this particular guy. Yeah. What do you expect Dennis Allen will try to do if Jalen is available? Do you think he's on a snap count, or how do you think he'll play it out?
I hate to speak. You hate to speak on injuries because you just never know where he is with this. I honestly wouldn't expect to see Jalen Johnson on Monday night. If you do, I'd expect him to. You know, there's a saying in the NFL that if you're suited up, you're expected to do your job, right? You're expected to go out there and compete. And you got Justin Jefferson. You got all the weapons that the Vikings have, and it's a tough matchup. With McConnell and all the Aaron Jones running the ball, and they're going to run the ball and try to get their run going and then play action with McCarthy. Here's what I would do with a young quarterback, right? Get my run game going. They rebuild their whole offensive line. Will Fry is a guy I trained in my gym for years. Is their right guard from the Colts, right? And then they've got Kelly, the center. Drafted a left guard. They got their tackle, Neil and Darisaw back. Very good offensive line. They rebuilt their offensive line like the Bears rebuilt theirs, right? They rebuilt it from the inside, and they want to protect their young quarterback. So I would expect them to try to get the run going against the Bears' defense, and then if they do get that run going, that's what put pressure on the cornerback. Because you'd expect with a couple injuries in the secondary with the weapons the Vikings have, you expect a little more maybe cover four, right? Two deep safeties, a little more zone, especially early on. Let them, you know, I would expect Coach Dennis Allen to let them give them a few things. Just don't give them the big plays early, right? Don't give Justin Jefferson them and McConnell and all those guys the big plays early. Keep everything in front of you. Let the field get really short for the young quarterback, and then make him make plays.
So Olin is doing our Bears pregame on Monday along with Pat Manley, but it's going to be with you and me.
Like yes, we are going to be here.
4 o'clock on Monday, so we get you for like an hour 40 then, and then you and Pat will have postgame. After the game, you've got a binder here, and we just heard it just now as you're running down the offensive line of the Vikings. You're ready to go, but
right.
what's in the binder? I see stuff that's in the binder, frankly, and I'm impressed with your level of prep 4 days before the game.
Well, everything's in the binder, right? Like you guys know, when you do radio, more information the better. You never know what you're going to talk about, and you just getting all these tidbits, and you know, I always got the spread and a few. I got the Chat GPT stats in here, right? And then I got everything that they may do, they may not do, and just thoughts on matchups and guys that may go against each other and guys that may make differences in the game and the things I'm super excited to watch. And like everyone here knows, and everybody who knows me knows, I always start at the line of scrimmage, right? And this game has really good matchups and a lot of money. The Vikings also spent a lot of money on their defensive line, right, with Jonathan Allen and Hargrove. And it's just a great matchup this week. Will Fries versus Grady Jarrett, right, and Kelly and those guys matching up with Javon Dexter. So really going to be fun to watch O'Neal, their right tackle, versus Montez Sweat. If you like the offensive line, if you like street fights, this week's going to be a good street fight.
Shout out to Casey Wigman, whose prep may Casey have inspired Wigman, yes. your prep back then and your prep now. That's impressive, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, like a lot of people who get these kind of jobs, they don't put their heart and soul into it the way that you have, frankly. I'm not naming any names.
we know
off
some
the air.
People.
Yeah, talk to us off the air.
Olin, before we let you go,
yeah.
what are these big games like the Island games, the start of the season, what's it like in the locker room? What's it like at the facility the week before?
They're amazing, man. They're like when you're growing up and I'm going to play football in the NFL, which is everyone's dream. I'm going to be on Monday Night Football. For me, an Island game, the whole island's watching me, right? All of Hawaii's watching me. I'm going to hear from all my friends. And obviously with really good friends, they're all hoping you mess up, right? They want to see you miss a block or mess up a snap. But they're what you dream about, and they're why a lot of times why you play this game. And when you go out there at the park with your friends and you're like, I'm going to play on Monday Night Football, and the next thing you know, you're walking out at Soldier Field to play Monday Night Football. So these things are amazing, right? They're everything you feels like they're everything you worked for. And then, you know, sometimes you get to look up and your family's in the stands, and it's just I can't tell you, like, It's the thing you can't replace when you're done, right? When the Jets fly over and 80,000 people are screaming, like you'll never have that again. So Island game, national television, all the stars are there. Everyone's there talking. Everyone's there. You walk on the field. Anybody who's anybody's on the field, especially the first Monday night game of the year.
You get a little taste of a live crowd feel. here in this room. Oh, yeah, this man. Live crowd.
This is, I'm waiting for the flyover.
I mean, we couldn't have. Mitch, did we get the flyover?
So disappointing, man.
Yeah, I know. But like, I mean, I know it's now 40,000 or 50,000 or 60 or 70.
Oh, this is awesome. Man.
This crowd's into it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we appreciate them showing up. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we thank you quite a bit. And thanks to Olin Krutz, who's going to be a part of our team at The Score. He's an amazing analyst. And the binder, I think, shows, like for real, like the we've worked with a lot of people that don't take that level of care with their craft. And I think it shows the type of player that he was, is the type of broadcaster that he is. And we're very, very lucky to have him on our team to explain football to those of us who never played center and to those of us who...
That stance was something, man. I'll never unsee that. You know? That is just something, man.
Oh, man. If I come to the gym, you know...
You need examples of what to do and what not to do. You need both. Yeah. Right?
So you want me to come by and show people what not to do? I'm happy to do that.
Never do that again.
I won't charge you much for that.
No, he will not.
One day I'll take a crack at singing rock and roll, and it'll be just as bad. Right?
Did you hear you sing the anthem?
I did, and it was amazing.
He was great.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
He was really great.
Was awesome.
You can, we'll do a little swap, a little singing lesson, a little offensive line lesson.
I'll sing, and then you can use me for what not to do.
Dude, sounds like a deal.
When we come back, we are going to talk with Steve Sciarippa.